SoundingTheAlarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on July 26, 2014. And today I'm going to share some things from the scripture that are based on some observation as I watch and pray in my life, in my world, from those around me. These are things that are so serious, and I'm so thankful for the scripture, what is written. And this is from Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 1. Let's read this and listen to Apostle Paul. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia, grace be unto you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Now that was through verse 5, and now we're going into Galatians 1, verse 6. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. It's the word anathema. Verse 9, and we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. This is very serious language. Apostle Paul writing, making it clear he didn't just whimsically call himself to be an apostle. He didn't wake up one day and say, I want to do religious duty. He was called by Jesus Christ, by the will of God the Father. And as you read the words of God through the letters of Apostle Paul, you'll find that he was specifically taught by the Lord himself. He didn't receive the gospel by man. He wasn't taught it by man, but he received it from the Lord through the Holy Spirit. It's the way it should be. But he's making it very clear. He's amazed that these brethren that had believed on Jesus Christ would leave, would fall away and go after another gospel. And he's making it clear that there's many other types of gospel. And if anyone comes preaching any other gospel other than that which was deliberately, specifically relayed to them through Apostle Paul, through the scriptures, through the Holy Spirit, let him be accursed. Any man. It doesn't matter if it's Paul himself. It doesn't matter if it's other apostles that knew the Lord. It doesn't matter if it's an angel. Anyone coming preaching another gospel, let him be accursed, and he repeats it. Does that make sense? Verse 10, for do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? Yet if I please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Wow, that's powerful. You cannot please God and man. You cannot please yourself and God. You cannot have two masters. You can't have God as a master and money as a master. You can't have God as a master or Jesus as your Lord and master and a pastor, a pope, a priest, a father, an apostle, a prophet, a teacher, an evangelist. You cannot have two masters. And it's clear if you read Matthew 23, 8 through 10, Jesus told the disciples that he trained for 3.5 years. Now, those were specifically taught by the Lord himself. And Jesus knew the temptation that people would want to put these men on pedestals. And the Lord said, do not let anyone call you rabbi, rabbi. Read it. Check it out. He said, for one is your master. A rabbi is a teacher. And how many titles? And he goes through this and makes it very clear. Don't call anyone father, for one is your father in heaven. Don't call anyone master, for one is your master, even Christ. That's what Jesus said. So it's really, the title equates to a position, and the position is only goes to Jesus. And he said that you are brethren. Doesn't work that way in religious land, and you know it. It doesn't. I certify, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's the way it needs to be. When you come to the Lord and you're going to be a disciple of Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, yes, does have ministries that function in the apostolic anointing or prophet or evangelist or shepherd or teaching. But it's the Lord himself through his vessel, and it's your eyes and your ears are always on Jesus, never the man, never the vessel that God uses. Is you're always drawing on the Lord, and it's the Lord is your teacher. When Jesus left, he said, it was good that I leave because another will come, a comforter, and it's the Holy Spirit, even the Spirit of truth. And he will tell you all things that are of mine, of the Lord Jesus, and he will remind you of what I have told you, and he will show you things to come. It's the Holy Spirit that we are to receive, that is our teacher, that we have no need of a man to be our teacher. We have the anointing of the Lord, if you're in Christ. Those are the key principles here, because what we have here is people leaving, hearing the gospel, believing the gospel, starting with the Lord, and being removed. And in this case, in Galatians, they went back into bondage. Legalism, the law of Moses, which was completely done away. Read Hebrews chapter 7. When you remove, change the priesthood, you change the law. You change the priesthood from Aaron to Melchizedek, which Christ is the power of an endless life after the order of Melchizedek. It's Jesus. He ever lives making intercession for those that are of the household of faith. There is only one gospel, and it's really simple. Paul said, of him that came to bear our sins, he died, he was buried, and he was resurrected. That's the gospel. As it was written in 1 Corinthians 15, that he came to take away our sins, he bore our sins upon himself, he was buried, according to Scripture, and after 3 days, he was resurrected by the power of God, and he was seen by over 500 people. That's the gospel. It's the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. The proclaiming of the cross of Jesus is the power of God unto salvation. It'll save you. It'll change you. It'll heal you. It'll radically convict you. It'll radically cause you to be delivered from the power of darkness into the power of the kingdom of light, the kingdom of Jesus Christ. That's through the gospel. And this is not a religion. We're going to go into this today because there's many coming in the name of Jesus and many coming in the name of religion, of denominations. And we have a universal religion being formed in the earth, and that's going to succeed. They will do it. There will be a one-world government, a one-world religion, a one-world economy. The last days, it's written in Revelation chapter 13. But you must know the gospel. And we're going to talk today, these people that are preaching another gospel and uniting with other people with other gospels and different Jesuses and different spirits, why do people allow that? Why do people that profess to be Christians, why are they tolerating this? Paul said, I'm amazed that you removed. How is it that you bear with these people? How is it you're enduring this? You should be aghast. We should earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered for the saints. It doesn't mean be rude and mean, but it means to stand by what is written. Because the time is coming when evil men will become worse and worse, being deceived and deceiving. Okay, why? Why do people abdicate? We talked about earlier about how people are setting up leaders and they're looking at them and they're actually setting up a master. In the martial arts, the teacher or the master, the one that everyone is taught from, in the it's called a dojo, it's called a sensei or a master. And the people bow and all that. He's the master. He's the teacher. But with Jesus, he's the master. We're not to have men on pedestals. We're not to have men lording over us. Yes, there are elders in the body of Christ, but they are the servants, and they are pointing you to Jesus. And when they make a disciple, they themselves must be a disciple. You cannot make a disciple if you're not a disciple. That's why we have amazing miracles going on in churches, because they make supposedly disciples, but yet they won't walk with Jesus themselves. The Lord uses the church world to see what you really want. If you want Jesus, you can have Jesus, but you're going to have to seek him and inquire of him and go after him and let him be your teacher. And he will confront you with things that are not true. And the point is, will you walk in what the Lord shows you? Or are you going to fear man? Like, are you going to try to please man? Because you can't please the Lord and please man. If you're wanting to belong to a denomination, if you're wanting to use it because you think it's going to give you a job and money and fame, you've lost out. You're not in the kingdom of God. So people abdicate. They're not going to make a decision that people that are coming preaching a different gospel, uniting religions and different religions and different elements of Christianity as one, they're not going to say that's an error, because they don't think they have the discernment. They don't think they have the maturity. They don't have the strength or the boldness in themselves, because they're relying on others to do that. So that means they've abdicated. Apostle Paul talked about different spirits and different Christs. But if you don't know Christ, how would you know if a false Christ came? If you don't know the Spirit of the Lord that is holy and pure and truthful, then how, if you don't know that, how will you discern a false spirit? If you don't know what the gospel is, then how will you know when you hear something that's not the gospel? Well, I've just explained to you what's going on today, because we have people in religious radio land that are on pedestals, that say they're watchmen or say they're prophetic, and they're calling their listeners to join with the Catholic Church. It's shocking. It's so deplorable and so amazing that these men, they're being exposed by the Lord right now, that they're blind. They don't even cognitively understand the depths of their despair, how much they've fallen. The Catholic Church, full of idols and wickedness and pedophilia and every type of wicked imagination, the things that it's done behind closed doors, hindering the word of God, killing Christians, thinking it did God service, they're not even born again. And you can't say any denomination is Christian and this one's not Christian, can you? How can you say Catholic's Christian or not Christian? Baptist is Christian or not Christian? There's no such thing. It's on an individual basis. Are you born again? Have you repented and had faith in Jesus? Is the fruit of God, is the fruit of Jesus, is the fruit of the Holy Spirit in your life, or isn't it? That's how you know a tree, is by what fruit it has. Another spirit, another Jesus, another Christ. And why? The people have abdicated. They're trusting others to do these things when the Bible's clear. I'm going to give you some more scriptures here. In Hebrews 12, 2, verse 3, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? People neglect their faith. People neglect their great salvation. Neglect it. They don't give it attention. And when you're drowning in the sea, you better fight for your life or you're going to drown. And the same thing in eternal life. You have to give heed to the Word of God. Believe the Word of God. Take hold on eternal life. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it's God that's working in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. That's in Philippians 2:12. 2 Peter 2, 1, verse 10, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fall. I'm pointing out the word is calling you to diligence and not to neglect, to study, to show yourself approved unto God as a workman, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's in 2 Timothy 2:15. Do people study? They here and there, they hear something once in a while. But the word of God is a revelation of through the Holy Spirit. And we've talked before about the eye. The eye, the lamp to the body is the eye. And if the eye be sound, then there's light to the body. But if the light is darkness, how great is the darkness? This is the teaching of Jesus. We're talking about perception, understanding, knowledge, discernment, the ability to judge right and wrong, true and error, mixture. That's the eye. But when you sat under Pharisees that are teaching leaven and violating the words of Jesus, not holding the words of Jesus, that are governed by the affairs of the world or are covetous for money, do you know that Ken Copeland is a billionaire? And I was telling someone about this the other day. I've listened to a lot of researchers that are absolutely occult people. They talk about the magic, and they explain about the magic and the doctrines like the Merovingian dynasty. These are people that do wicked things that are contrary to the word of the Lord. But what's amazing is you have people that are masquerading as ministries and they do the magic. For example, if you understand the concept of money, it is magic. Because they attribute a value based on no value and create value. It's an illusion, or the fiat money system. And in the ancient times, they would always have the temple of the goddess, the temple of the treasury. But they work magic. So you have these men that are saying their ministries, and they'll tell you, if you give them $100, God will multiply it 100-fold. So they're performing the magic. You give them money, they become billionaires or millionaires, and you become poverty because you're giving up for the wrong reason. This is sad. So these are the scriptures I wanted to share with you today, that this is what Apostle Paul said. He was amazed, marveled, that people would leave the truth for something that was not true. They would leave the liberty that's in Christ and go into bondage. There are people that trouble me. There's people that should be troubling you, and they pervert the gospel of Christ. That's in Galatians 1:7. We're not to be tolerating people that are not speaking sound doctrine. We're to reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine, for the time will come when men will not endure sound doctrine or teaching, but heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. All these things are coming to pass. These things have been told to us by the Lord himself. I leave this with you. It's time to go to Jesus. Make him be your Lord and teacher and master. You can't have two masters. You can't have multiple masters. Like Paul, let the Holy Spirit teach you what the gospel is. Because if you don't know what the gospel is, you're prone to believe a false one. And if you don't know Jesus, you're prone to follow and accept a false Christ. And if you don't know the Holy Spirit and one with the Holy Spirit, you're prone to be led by other spirits. This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on July 24, 2015. And I hope you've enjoyed that broadcast. I did that recording last year in July of 2014 on abdicating. And that message came as a burden, as I see so many professing Christians abdicating or relinquishing what God and Jesus Christ himself has held them responsible to do. And that is to follow him, to learn of him, to put all things to a test, to have sound doctrine, to develop their senses to know good from evil, and to walk with the Lord. And so many people have abdicated, not taking heed to what Jesus has said and warned. And there's going to be a cost for that, because the key thing is deception has come, and deception is rampant, and it's getting worse and worse as evil men becomes wax worse and worse, being deceived and deceiving. They do both. We're warned so many times about deceivers and men that are highly skilled, that masquerade as servants of the Lord, and they transfigure their face and put on a front and do great works to deceive for public reaction. But if you haven't learned to discern and not believe every spirit, if you haven't learned to judge a tree by its fruit, you're going to be deceived. So that's the danger of abdicating. And in that message, I talked about how Paul had warned in Galatians that people would receive another gospel or another Jesus or another spirit other than that which was proclaimed by Apostle Paul, who sat under the total influence of Jesus, which is our example. You should, and I are under command to follow Jesus. Never a man, never an institution, never a sect, a schism, a division. The body of Christ is one. It's specific. Just as there was one ark that Noah built, God gave Noah the instructions what to build, and it was an ark. And God had determined he was going to judge the wicked of the earth because he was so grieved that he made man. He said, I'm going to destroy it. And he warned Noah about things not seen as yet. It had never rained. It had never flooded before. There was a mist that covered the earth. But God warned Noah, and by faith, Noah heard the Lord and moved with fear and built the ark. And when God was patient, it says in the New Testament, waiting for Noah to build that ark for 120 years. And Noah was a righteous man, and he was a preacher of righteousness. Praise the Lord. Look at this. Few were saved, even as there shall be few saved now. Eight souls were in the ark. And now there's an ark. It's very specific, isn't it? His name is Jesus. I am the way, the truth, the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. And we have globalists, universalists, that masquerade as gospel men, as men of Christ. But they're liars. They're wolves in sheep's clothing. And they sow leaven because they're with Babylon. They've sold their soul to the devil. They whitewash. They lead people astray, and they will answer for it. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, people have abdicated. Because why? They put men on pedestals other than the Lord Jesus Christ only and solely. They've abdicated. They're trusting men to tell them what is right and wrong. And therefore, they have not developed their senses to know good and evil. They've not developed their spirit in Jesus Christ. And here's what's worse, the Lord has shown me recently. They don't have confidence in the Lord, in their relationship, that the Lord would give them discernment. Here they're sitting under someone that's got leaven in their teaching, that's living a secret life, and the Holy Spirit doesn't bear witness to those things. And they're sitting on pews. They do religious duty, but they don't trust what they're sensing in their spirit because they don't have confidence in the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to have confidence in the Lord. And you'll have confidence as you keep from your pure heart all his commandments, that you're doing what he says and you're abiding in him and his word is abiding in you. Another thing I want to talk about is the word of the Lord is coming to call the lords, the archons, the rulers over the people of religious, just like they had rulers of the synagogues. God is commanding them to repent. It's time to cast down the imaginations, the vain things that exalt themselves above the knowledge of God, and place all your thoughts captive to the obedience of Jesus. Another thing, ladies and gentlemen, is in Jeremiah 15. It's clear that it's a curse to put your trust in man. You're cursed like a dry bramble bush. But you're blessed if you trust in the Lord. Are you putting your trust in men, whether secular leaders, politicians? Are you putting your trust in religious leaders who are exalted masters over the people contrary to the teachings of Jesus. I'm telling you, the word of the Lord is coming. If you're a lord, if you go by a title, and if you exalted yourself and you're a hireling and you're making merchandise of the gospel, you're under command to repent. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're a follower of Jesus, Jesus would say to you this: if you continue in my word, then you're my disciple indeed. It's not enough to have known about the Lord and to taste it of the heavenly gift. It's what God has called you to, is to walk with him. There's a great rebellion in the earth, a great rebellion from the beginning, from Eve, when God commanded, "You shall not eat of the tree in the midst of the garden, the tree of knowledge of good and evil." No, she was seduced and enticed and led away by the devil, and she experienced and became to know good and evil, which God forbade. And that is the rebellion that went through Cain. That is the rebellion that went through the great ones through history. And they have formed religions of the gods and the goddesses of rebellion. But it starts in the heart, every man doing what is right in his own eyes. I pray you take heed to these things. Don't abdicate your responsibility to discern. But you can know the Lord, and he that's joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. And you can know the truth, the true servants of the Lord that come in meekness and in simplicity and the purity of the Lord. And they're servants and meek and kind, and they have love, and they're truthful, and they're servants. And the ones that speak of themselves and exalt themselves, drawing men after themselves, are completely false. Learn of the Lord. Walk with the Lord, fear the Lord, and trust in the sure word of prophecy. Trust in the sure word of prophecy, the "it is written," not the unsure word of the prognosticators. The true watchmen of the Lord have heard at the mouth of the Lord, and it always comes to pass. Watch out for the ones that set dates and timelines and predict this and predict that and speak to a mixed multitude with the same message of warning. That is not true. The snare that's coming has been outlined by Jesus. And if you will not serve the Lord and have him as only the one true Lord over your life, then you deserve to walk right into the snare with all the other cattle and cows of disobedience.
Stay tuned for To The Point Report with Trevor Davis. RealtyReportNetwork.com.
To The Point Report with Trevor Davis. Today is July 24th, 2015. Here's an article reported online at WDSU.com. It's a television station reporting in St. Bernard Parish, Louisiana. Now this, the headline is, "The DHH reports traces of brain-eating amoeba in St. Bernard Parish water system." Don't drink the water. Oh, we're not talking about Mexico. We're talking about St. Bernard Parish, Louisiana. A brain-eating amoeba has once again been found in the St. Bernard Parish water system. The Louisiana Department of Health and Hospitals confirmed the potentially deadly parasite Wednesday night after tests. Marole homeowner Ashley Jolly said she got an alert on her phone about the amoeba late Wednesday night in the middle of giving her twin boys a bath. Quote, "They like to play in the water, and they just went through swimming lessons, and they're learning to blow water in and out of their nose and their mouths," said Jolly. As part of the state's new public drinking water surveillance program, testing is now done statewide in the summer months when fresh water warms and the amoeba can thrive. Take heed what you drink.
I'm Trevor Davis, RealtyReportNetwork.com. This has been a production of RealtyReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.